Chapter 1. Amos clutched the loaf of bread to his chest with one hand, savouring its smell. In the other hand, he lightly swung a carrier bag, trying not to snag it on the roses that lined the pathway from the village shop. Their scent was heady this late in the day, and he breathed it in, feeling the same sense of peace and contentment that had drawn him to the village in the first place. Finding the little shop had been a pleasant surprise, but discovering it was open until 8 o'clock in the evening had been nothing short of miraculous. But then Amos had always believed in the miraculous. Bill, the shopkeeper, had been very helpful, not wary like some folk were when they first met Amos, who, with his dungarees and bright red Doc Martin boots, would be the first to admit that his appearance wasn't all that conventional for a man of his age. Listening carefully as Amos explained that he was looking for a place to camp in return for any kind of work he could offer as payment, Bill didn't make any promises, but suggested that Amos have a look around the shop for a few moments while he made a phone call. He knew someone who might be glad of an extra pair of hands. Only when the deal was done had Bill given him a name and address, and Amos had understood perfectly. You couldn't be too careful, not in this day and age. He had paid for his bread, a bottle of water, and some apples before taking his leave. With any luck, he would soon be in a position to properly repay Bill his kindness. In Amos's world, that was just the way things worked. Taking the little lane up by the church, Amos followed Bill's directions, enjoying the rustle of the wind in the big horse chestnut trees along the way. He would have liked to see them in the autumn too, but he knew he would be long gone by then. Stopping for a moment, he looked up at the cloudless blue sky and frowned slightly, knowing from just the sound that the car coming towards him was driving far too fast. He stepped safely onto the wide verge in good time as a dark blue Lexus roared past him, sending a shower of dust and noise up into the air. Amos stared after the car for quite some time, thankful that there was no one else walking the lane, someone whose reactions were a little slower than his. It must be sad, he thought, to be in that much of a hurry on such a beautiful day. He rubbed the back of his neck absent-mindedly. After walking steadily downhill for some time, the sharp bend he had been told to look out for appeared ahead of him.